will be done in rose-colored satin. Or maybe coral with silver trim. And the doors of my wardrobe will be of glass, so that while I'm having my breakfast in bed, I can decide what one of my beautiful gowns I'll wear that evening. My maid will have to be French. I'll bring her from Paris when I get my gowns. That way I can be sure of looking so radiantly beautiful that my husband can't help being as proud of me as I am of him. My husband will be tall and strong and slim, flashing eyes and wavy black hair.
Look out. Here she goes.
She's only on a cake.
And to the surprises.
What he means is to a life full of happy surprises.
None of those smart alecks broke in here to play another trick.
Well, what we can do is straighten things up. You get the pans down and I'll get a
Oh, Molly, tonight it's awfully late. Has it happened? What is it?
A little girl.
That's a beau.
And who's the little girl?
That's his girl.
They aren't either. She's a princess and he's a fairy prince. And the princess is named Cinderella and you want a fairy smart, are you, Daddy?
How does it look, dear?
Fine. Fine, Daddy.
And the back? Huh? The back. You haven't even looked at it.
Why should I? No one else will either.
At a dance bar? Of course they will. How does it hang? And the waistline, is it too high, too low? What do you think about the neck?
Oh, it looks swell. Looks swell to me. You'll be the belle of the ball.
I'm just being silly.
Come on now, tell me what it's all about. Come on.
I can't go, Barbara. I just can't.
You mean the party?
I'd be too ashamed.
Oh, I think it's a swell dress. As nice as any of the latest styles.
Oh, I guess the style's all right, but the material. It's so thin.
dull, lifeless. And Claire will be there, and Iris. They'll both look so smart, modern. So 1920.
I'll tell you what. You go right downtown tomorrow and buy one of those imported Paris numbers. That'll be nicer than anything Iris or Claire have.
That's sweet of you, Bob, but you know we can't afford it.
I suppose not. But who cares? I won't have you unhappy.
Not really. I wouldn't trade places with anyone. But it does seem a shame that folks in our circumstances can't have something like this. Fabrics of the future. Lasting and beautiful, but so inexpensive that practically anyone can afford them. Tomorrow always comes. Oh, if it would, I'd have a different dress for every day in the year.
Or be wearing trousers. And you wouldn't need any dressing.
I wonder if they ever will have such beautiful things.
Well, says tomorrow always comes. Let's hope so.
Hey, button nose.
Maybe if you whisper to Mommy, hard like Cinderella, then maybe...
Maybe when you're a big girl, you'll have lots of them. All right, we'll wish. Right now, it's time for you to go to bed.
No, no, I don't want to.
Yes, you do want to.
Will you tell me a story? Will you?
Oh, I suppose so. Away we go. Hurry up. What do you want me to tell you?
But Daddy said he was a...
Well, he can be a fairy prince, too.
How, Mommy? Tell me about it, will you?
All right, get in bed. Scoot in. Hurry up. Hurry up. Close your eyes. Both of them. Real tight now. There, that's better.
Once upon a time, there was a little girl, just like you. Her name was Molly.
Was it you, Mommy?
Well, let's imagine she was like me. She was always dreaming about some day when she would be all grown up and meet her fairy prince. Oh, he would be so handsome and rich, and they would run away in his beautiful big carriage, drawn by 20 white horses with silver bridles. And she would be all dressed up, the lovely gown, so long it took 100 elves to carry the train.
100 elves?
Well, a lot, anyway. But instead, she met a different kind of prince. He was big and strong, not too handsome, but awful nice. He wasn't rich, though, so she couldn't have the big carriage with all the horses and the silver bridles. She didn't mind, though, for after a while, they had a lovely little princess, which Molly thought was better than all the riches in the world. But now she couldn't have the silks or the satins either. Then one day, a wonderful magician came and waved his wand over a lot of secret mixtures. It soon turned into a piece of cloth more beautiful than anyone in all the land ever seen. They made it into the lovely gown poor princess had always dreamed
of lovely things just out of reach, into the future. I am the spirit of the future. I'm not supposed to, Molly. I'm going to give you a glimpse of a day more wonderful than even you ever dreamed of. But there's one condition. You must never, never tell that you're from 1920. If you do, the spell will be broken. Can you keep the secret? All right, Molly, it's a bargain. Off we go to see all kinds of marvelous new fabrics for all kinds of uses. Beautiful things that everyone will have someday because, no matter what any mere mortal says, tomorrow always comes.
It's all right, Molly. Don't be so shy.
I'm trying not to be.
Mm-hmm. That's the latest fashion.
I just can't.
I don't blame you, Molly, but just feel that dress. That's right. See how the back looks. Doesn't it feel wonderful? Here comes somebody. Remember your promise.
Would you like to see something in particular?
Well, I don't exactly know.
Just speak up, Molly. Tell her what you'd like to see first.
I'd like to see some lingerie.
Of course. Let me show you some of our lovely things.
Oh, my. Isn't everything beautiful? And the material, it's so soft and smooth.
Yes, we have a wonderful assortment.
So luxurious, so modern, so 19...
Molly, be careful.
What's this thingamabob that somebody's sewn into the seam?
Why, that's the Burmill label.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
Well, it's really an assurance of quality. It's the very best guide you can have for buying rayons.
Oh, I see. Oh, ladies' pajamas. Well, these pajamas are made of Burmill, too.
Yes, you'll find Burmill rayon fabrics in a great variety of garments. And whenever you see that mark, you can be sure of quality.
Well, isn't that helpful? I used to ask. I always ask people in stores, will it wash, will it fade, and how well will it wear?
And can they tell you?
Well, they told me all right. But I suppose in that day that...
Careful, Molly.
I have so much to see, it's time I was running along.
Are you a stranger here?
Oh, yes, very, very strange. Well, I think I'll drop over and see some blouses.
Of course, you'll find them right over there in our town and country
section. Thank you very much.
That is smart, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And colors like that, used together. Never seen anything like it.
Yes, it's quite the rage. We have many similar fashion ideas and a marvelous selection of colors. May I show you some?
Oh, thank you. I'd love to, but some other time. I was really looking for some blouses.
Of course. You'll find them just down a few sections.
Oh, thank you.